Welcome to episode 4 of the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotional, entitled, I Know What's Best. In today's episode, we're going to use episode 4 of the Andy Griffith Show, entitled, Ellie Comes to Town, and look at Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. The episode starts off with Aunt Bee and Andy coming to Walker's drugstore so Aunt Bee can do some shopping. They find the store closed and figure Fred must be having another spell of sickness, so Andy lets himself in. When Ellie, Fred's niece, arrives at the drugstore, she hears people talking inside and quickly reports burglars to Barney, who is sitting outside in a squad car waiting for Aunt Bee. Upon finding out there's no burglars, introductions are made, and we find out that Ellie has come to help Fred for a bit. We're then introduced to Emma Brand, who comes to get her pills, but isn't given them because she doesn't have a prescription. Back at the courthouse, we see Emma storm into the courthouse to report a murder. Her own. Andy quickly points out that she's not dead yet, and after Andy doesn't give her what she wants, Emma storms out just as aggravated as when she comes in. Back at the drugstore, Opie meets Ellie while she's cleaning the front door glass, finding out that Ellie can make some good faces. Andy comes by the drugstore in hopes of getting Ellie to give Emma her pills, and they notice that Emma is sneaking in trying to get her pills, but again, to no avail. We then switch back to the courthouse where we see Barney telling Andy how he's memorized the sheriff's rules, and he's got the first one all memorized. What follows is a classic scene as Andy helps Barney as he repeats what he's learned. Aunt Bee makes some soup for Emma and brings it to the courthouse for Andy and Barney to take to her upon learning that she's become sick. Barney and Andy bring a law book, trying to find some way to force Ellie to give Emma her pills, but they can't find anything. As they bring Emma her food, they find she has plenty of food, as everyone, as she says, wants her last days to be happy ones. We also see Ellie bring Emma some food and her pills. Emma takes one and feels better immediately. Outside, Andy and Ellie talk, and we find out the pills that Emma's been taking were nothing but sugar pills, and the epilogue of the show has Andy visiting Ellie asking for more help for Emma, because now she really does appear to be sick, as she's ate all the food that everyone has brought her. The part of the episode I want to look at from an illustration is when Andy and Barney are on their way to Emma's house with the food. Barney is reading through an old law book, trying to figure out some ways to make Ellie give Emma her pills. He comes across an old case, which was Wilson versus Thorpe's Pharmacy in 1952. Wilson wanted to buy some arsenic to try to kill rats in his cellar. Thorpe wouldn't sell Wilson the arsenic because he said Wilson was not a responsible person. Wilson ended up winning the court case and was able to buy his arsenic on a Tuesday. 3 days later, Barney reads how Wilson was then buried. As Barney says, that's a terrible way to go, that arsenic. It suggested that Wilson knew exactly what was best, even though Thorpe really did seem to know what was the best. While I mentioned just one Bible verse from the book of Jonah, verse 3, but Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Really, we can see that Jonah's whole response as being an illustration. You see, in the beginning of Jonah, God calls Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach to the city their coming destruction. Nineveh was the capital city of the Empire of Assyria. Assyria was known as one of the most evil empires of their time. Jonah, too, thought he knew what was best and decided he didn't want to go. After Nineveh repents of its sins, Jonah even gets angry with God. Jonah tells God that he knew that God would have mercy and end up forgiving them because he is such a gracious God. He tells God that's why he ran away to begin with, because Jonah knew what was going to happen, and Jonah knew what was best. As kids, how many times were we told not to do something, and maybe the only reason you got was because I said so? It's not that our parents were being mean, it's just that maybe we wouldn't understand the answer. Maybe it was easier just to say that instead of trying to explain everything. We might think that we know what was the best thing to do, but our parents have probably tried it already and they knew it wouldn't work. Instead of taking an extra 10 minutes to explain to us, it's just easier to say, because I said so. And too many times this carries over to our adult life also. Now, here's the part of the podcast where wives, you need to fast forward the podcast, maybe go to the kitchen to get you something to drink, or just mute the podcast for about 30 seconds to a minute. Okay, now that the women are gone, men, how many times has your wife told you to do something and give the response, "Because I said so"? Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm told that, of course, you know, I know what's best, and I'm going to spend 3 hours doing it my way, where if I would listen to my wife, and I probably could have finished it in 10 minutes. But really, don't we feel better knowing that we did it our way? Okay, now it's time for the wives to start listening back again. So when we think about the Andy Griffith Show, we see that Wilson, he thought that he knew what was best. But turns out that Thorpe was the one that knew what was best. Jonah thought he knew what was best, but God showed him that he really didn't. And he ended up with one of the biggest fishing stories ever told. And even though I think I know what's best sometimes, I might be able to save a little bit of time if I'd listen to my wife for the first time. So when God has a plan for you, listen. If God calls you to be a missionary, don't change it and try to take up running, or you might end up as fish bait. While we think we know what's best, most of the time we don't, because we don't get to see the full picture. So instead of saying, "I know what's best," answer God with, "Lord, help me to see what your best for me is." Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and keep listening next Wednesday as I'll be covering episode 5, discussing Irresistible Andy.